آمين. قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. In the last part of this ayat, if you have been reading, and in this ayat and previously also, that Alan will explain it, the various aspects of the kufr and disbelief of the Bani Israel, and but they claim that they have got perfect iman and their hearts are filled with iman. And because of that, they are living their life as they are living them. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala in this ayat says, قُلْ بِئْسَمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ. The kehde ke buri baati sikhata hai tumko iman tumhara. Say to them that this iman of yours is teaching you very bad things. In other words, you are claiming that to be that iman, but it is what you are thinking, or you are deceiving people and saying that we have got iman. And that iman, you disobeyed Musa al-Salaam over and over, and now in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great and honorable, the greatest and most honorable Nabi, and you don't believe in him. What kind of iman is that? So just like that, we have to take this lesson also, that we also claim that we have got iman. But this iman, does it make us make our namaz? Does it make us observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala? We are all very content and happy we have got iman, and perhaps we are thinking we are the best Muslims also. But this iman of us, it is a controlling factor. It will guide us towards the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. It will control our tongues, it will control our eyes, it will control our thoughts. So what kind of iman is there? So we should take this lesson from here, that the Bani Israel also claimed and thought that they have got iman. But that iman, they went to the great extent of disobeying Musa alayhi salam in so many open things. And in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they did not even believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in fact, they were determined to go against him, harm him, assassinate him. What kind of iman is that? Do you call that iman? In kuntum mu'mineen. Agar tum iman wale ho. If you are really believers, then what kind of iman is this? So we also have to think with regard to us, we are all satisfied that we have got iman. But this iman, how much is it steering us towards the commandments of Allah, observance of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, living an Islamic way of life, maintaining an Islamic way of life. So this is a very important aspect also, that we should check our iman. And as it is mentioned, that a true mu'min always fears that he is a hypocrite, that I'm not genuine. And a true hypocrite, he is quite content, my iman is in place. I'm a good mu'min. So we have to check our iman, which is the most important thing, more than our amal, our iman. And amal strengthen our iman. And iman will make us do amal as required by Allah, and then again in the pattern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is also a very important aspect in our lives that we have to see to, that our iman is in order, and that we are not just imagining or just making ourselves happy, or just that we would like to believe that I got iman. But is my iman there? And there are tests for that, which have been prescribed in the hadith also. We should check on all that, whether this iman is in our lives or not. May Allah, out of His favor and karam, that we have at least got the name of iman, may give us the reality of this iman. And the most important, when we die and leave this world, that we die with iman. As long as we are living also, we should live by this iman, and by the dictates and the commands of this iman, we should live our lives. May Allah give us all profit, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.